Hello everybody, welcome back to another episode of the Kiwi Gardening Podcast. I believe this is episode 36, and the last time I was recording an episode for you guys was pretty much 1 year ago now, so it's been a long time since I've been recording episodes for you guys, and I've finally been able to get back into it. Life has definitely been quite busy with introducing my second daughter, and with work and everything, it's been quite hectic. And that's why you haven't received any new podcast episodes from me recently. Now, I'm really, really excited to finally be able to be recording more episodes for you guys. And in this episode, I'd like to just go over kind of like what I've been doing in this past year, what I've been doing in the space of Instagram and stuff, even though, as you can tell, I haven't been doing too much there, and kind of what my goals are for the rest of this year. Also want to talk about the crops I've been growing and the things I've been doing in my garden over this period of time. And also I want to just talk about new skills I've learned as well. So I'm really excited to be able to share this with you guys and finally be back in the seat to record an episode for you. One thing before I start is I've been seeing the analytics of the podcast episode through the app I use. And it's really encouraging to see the numbers that come through and listen to the podcast. I think on Spotify, the numbers for followers on the Kiwi Gardening Podcast on Spotify is at around 700, which is really awesome. And I'm so encouraged by that. It makes me want to keep doing what I'm doing. And I also see there are multiple other platforms that people are listening to the podcast on. And also what's been really encouraging for me is bumping into you guys, whether it be in the city or just around my place. I've bumped into a few of you, and you guys have really encouraged me in terms of telling me that what I've been doing on Instagram and on the podcast has been really helpful for you guys. So please keep that feedback coming in. It's really appreciated. And I do try my best to give you content that is valuable. And I want everybody to be able to have a bit more sustainability in their life with growing things organically in an eco-friendly way. So I appreciate the comments that I get from you guys, and it keeps me going. So thank you very much for that. Now, as I said, I was going to talk about a bit about what I've been up to for the last year. And about 6 months ago, my second daughter was born, Bonnie. And Bonnie is definitely so cute and so distracting. And I'm so thankful that both Bella and Bonnie get along really well with each other. It's just so much fun to spend time with them, and they definitely can be a big, big distraction when it comes to gardening. The distraction is so worth it though in the end. So yeah, it has been tough, but at the same time it's been so rewarding, and also has meant I haven't been able to record podcast episodes as I've been quite tired in the evenings and just trying to recover and get as much rest as I can. Also with my work, I've now been for the last year in a position of management, so it's completely different than being in the technician space where I have a lot of freedom to do what I want and to be creative with my work. But now it's more dealing with people, and yeah, that can really tire you out by the end of the day. I absolutely love it. However, just in the evenings and when I get home, I just need to unwind, and it has been a big learning opportunity for me over the last year. Yeah, so I really want to get back into doing the podcast for you guys and for myself as well. I think it's really important for me to keep upskilling myself and being more confident in front of the microphone and on camera and stuff like that, and to share the knowledge that I have. So that's what I've been up to over the last year. Lots of other things have happened in that time, but those are the main events. It's definitely been a busy year. As I said before, I haven't really been in the garden too much these days, but I have recently gotten back into it, and right now we are smack bang in the middle of autumn. Well, not smack bang, but like we're a month into autumn, and it's been a great opportunity for me to grab leaves and to start collecting those resources and to start cleaning up the crops from my summer garden, just removing the tomato plants, the cucumber vines, and starting to prepare my garden for another season. I remember, I think the last episode I recorded for you guys was on leaf mold that I made, I believe. And I actually opened these bags up the other day. You might have seen it on my Instagram. And the leaf mold, I remember I told you guys when you leave leaf mold, you have to leave it for at least 2 seasons. But I've only left it for 1 season because I don't really have the space to leave something there for 2 years. But to my surprise, it had broken down pretty well. And just to give you a quick recap on what the leaf mold is when you collect a whole bunch of leaves, dried leaves. You can crunch them up if you want, or you can leave them whole. You want to use like the softer leaves that break down easier, like maple leaves. You want to avoid using the really hard ones like eucalyptus leaves or even pahutukawa leaves and stuff that take a lot longer to break down. You want to use the ones that crunch up easily and break into smaller pieces. And I used a whole bunch of liquid amber leaves that I got from Victoria Park. What I did is I poked holes in the bags that I put them in, and I just put them in a corner of the garden where it was shaded and just away from my general area, so it wasn't getting in my way. So I poked a whole bunch of holes in those bags and I pushed out the air and just let them sit there, and opened them the other day, and it was full of microbiology. There were a lot of worms and other decomposing insects inside there. There was some different like white fungi kind of molds that you see in the forest floor, and yeah, it was really good to see. And it was broken down like a fair chunk. Like the top layer was still quite leafy, but then under that it was almost like a nice brown soft soil. And I reckon if I left that for another few months, it would have been absolute gold. But I did put it in my garden, and it's broken down about half. So the information I gave you about leaf mold was actually correct, because if I did leave it longer, it definitely would have broken down more. Now, what I'd encourage you guys to do is, if you have more space than what I have, I would collect a whole bunch of leaves and use them in the garden. I would try and leave them 2 years if you could. If you could just set them and forget them, maybe do a whole bunch this season, then do another whole bunch next season. Then the following season, after that, you can start using the leaf mold that you collected from your first batch. And I know that sounds a bit tedious and it's 2 years later or 2 seasons later, but to be honest, time flies, and I can't believe it's been a year since I've recorded a podcast episode, and also I created my own leaf mold. I mean, it's a free resource that's underutilized, and it's something that people bag up anyway, so why not collect them and just poke holes in the bags and set them aside? And what I found is it's actually better to use the leaf mold than to use the raw leaf straight from the tree, because that means it has to break down in your garden, and it's a slower process. And what also happens is in strong winds, the leaves can fly away. So many benefits to making the leaf mold. And as I said, the added benefit is that there's a whole lot of microorganisms already in there. I would totally encourage anybody who's got access to a lot of leaves, or even if you know where a whole bunch of leaves are, to go and collect them with your bags and start doing that. Also, we are, as I said, in autumn, and it's that time of the year when you have a lot of slugs and other autumn insects in your garden. And the slugs can be very rampant, and especially with young juvenile seedlings, they can really decimate crops in moments. And I've dealt with this before multiple times. I remember last year I dealt heavily with slugs, and then I also dealt with earwigs as well, which I don't seem to be having as many issues with this time. I remember I also showcased to you guys the copper tape that I started trialing last year, as I told you that I really wanted to move away from using those synthetic slug baits that can kill other insects and microorganisms in the soil when that kind of decomposes into the ground. One thing that I have used, and I was trialing it last year, is the copper tape. Initially, it didn't seem to work that well. So what it is, it's literally like a tape that you use to wrap a present, but it's made out of copper. And what you do is you can put that around a pot, or you can put it around your garden. And what I did with my wicking bed is I put it around the whole edge of my garden. And since I have this grid pattern in my garden made out of wood, I also put it on top of those as well. So it was hard for the slugs to kind of get into the rest of my garden. It's a little bit hard to explain, but if you have a look out on my Instagram, you'll see exactly what I'm talking about. As I said, I didn't think it worked that well initially. However, when it started raining, it seemed to be more effective and the slugs seemed to not want to go on it as much. In that case, it worked really well, and this is the second season using it. It seems to be working quite well this season, and I will continue to update you guys with how that's working. I'm also using bear traps, which I haven't started setting out this season, but I definitely will. And that's when you put that little container with the lid inside the soil, kind of bury it, and then you put a bit of bear in there with a bit of dishwashing liquid, and the slugs will come and actually drown themselves in that once they start drinking the beer. And the idea is that they get attracted to the yeast inside the beer. So that's another effective way to get rid of slugs without hurting any of the other biology inside your garden. Because we do want to mitigate killing things unnecessarily. When we use broad pesticides or chemicals that damage slugs or other insects, we also unfortunately can't just target one insect, but we do a blanket cover which will kill also the good insects. To be honest, for us not to use chemical sprays, we really need to protect the diversity of good insects in our garden, beneficial insects, and we need to increase the chances of their survival. There's so many people around us doing sprays and stuff, and so we just want to mitigate that and try our best to use organic and sustainable practices. So one skill I've been trying to improve on over the last year, and something to help me in the garden a bit more, I tend to be a bit of a spontaneous / I get distracted really easy kind of person. And one thing I'm trying to do in the garden to mitigate that and to try and be productive in the job I'm doing is to focus on one or two tasks instead of trying to do one task and getting sidetracked and do another task. And I felt like I've achieved a lot more through doing that process. And I'm hoping with the limited time I have to do gardening and to do the podcast and stuff, that using this strategy will help me to be able to spend the time, even if it's a short burst of time, but be able to get the result that I want. Because, yeah, being distracted and just getting sidetracked with small things is quite frustrating. And at the end of the day, you feel like you've done quite a bit, but then you realize that it's just meaningless things, or you didn't really finish the task that was at hand. So that's something I'm trying to do, both in the garden and just with, you know, podcasting and all that. And I hope that will really serve me as a tool to being able to provide good content for you guys. So in saying that, I have made a bit of a list of things that I want to achieve. And I also made a bit of a list for the next few episodes that I'll be going through for the podcast. And I've got one which is an autumn garden chit chat. That will be my next episode. Then I'm going to be doing my top 10 easy crops to grow in winter. That's a really important one for those who are just getting into gardening. And for those who think they can't grow much in winter, I'll give my top 10 plants that are a lot easier to grow for the beginner gardener or for someone who's just not sure what to grow in winter. And then the next episode will be on utilizing nature's free resources in the garden. As I've talked about today with the mulch / the leaves, there's a lot to utilize out there, and I do want you guys to not feel like you have to spend the earth to grow your own food, because we know that veggies and fruit these days are so expensive in the supermarkets, and what I want to do is try to provide ways that you guys can grow things really cheaply, and the only thing that you'll really be putting in is your time and effort. I'm hoping that will be a helpful episode for you guys. And then I've got an episode also about fertilizers and soils. Now there's so many different things on fertilizers. There are so many different types of fertilizers, and you have organic fertilizers like the blood and bones and those type of you have seaweed emulsions and fish meals and all these things. And then you also have the synthetic fertilizers, which are made in the lab and they're readily available nutrients, but it's not an organic practice. So I'll just be talking about the pros and cons of using both of those, and because there are pros and cons of both of them, depending what you're trying to do. And yeah, I'll just be touching base on those and how you can also improve your soil, because you want to spend less time focusing on the actual plants and more time on improving the soil. That's why I talk about leaf mold and all these things, because it improves your soil. Because the richer and the better your soil is, and the more microbiology that you have in there, the better your plants are going to thrive, and you'll have to put less energy into actually looking after them. But if you're skimping out and you're trying to spend all your money on the seedlings or the seeds and not spending any money on improving, not necessarily money, but just not spending any energy in increasing the quality of your soil, then you will not have good results. And I can tell you that much, because the plants take in all the nutrients and all the food that they need through the soil. And if you haven't provided them the right nutrients, then they're never going to thrive. And that's when you're going to get pest pressure. You're going to get plants that are very slow at growing. They're going to look ugly. And what's going to happen is you're going to give up gardening because you feel like you're doing so much to garden, but then you're not getting any results because your soil is not healthy. So I'll be touching on that. Those are the next few episodes coming up. So I'm hoping you guys will be excited to hear those. And that's all for this episode today. I really hope you guys have been doing well in your gardens over the last year. Please send me messages and let me know how your garden's been. I always love seeing people's photos. I see a lot of people doing square foot garden style gardens, and I see people making different structures to grow their plants up or on. I'm really encouraged by the creativity you guys have and the things you guys are growing. And I've heard from you guys that you haven't been gardening along and that this is all new to you, and yet you're growing some awesome things. So please keep it up. And I'll chat to you in the next episode. So hopefully I'll release one per week. But please don't hold me to that, as things do get hectic in life. But I'll do my best to provide great content for you guys over the next few weeks. So thank you guys for listening. Please follow if you're not following the podcast, or subscribe, or whatever you have to do on your platform of choice. And if you can, please leave a review. That would really be appreciated. As if you leave a review, that means other people can find the podcast. Thank you so much for listening, everybody, and I will catch you guys on the next episode of the Kiwi Gardening Podcast. Thank you.